Chapter 24. Now the divisions into which the sons of Aaron were grouped were these: the sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Itamar. But Nadab and Abihu came to their end before their father, and had no children, so Eleazar and Itamar did the work of priests. And David, with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar, and Ahimelech of the sons of Itamar, made distribution of them into their positions for their work. And there were more chiefs among the sons of Eleazar than among the sons of Itamar, and this is how they were grouped. Of the sons of Eleazar there were 16, all heads of families, and of the sons of Itamar, heads of families, there were 8. So they were put into groups, by the Lord's decision, one with another, for there were rulers of the holy place and rulers of the house of God among the sons of Eleazar and the sons of Itamar. And Shemaiah, the son of Nathan, the scribe, who was a Levite, put down their names in writing, the king being present with the rulers, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, and the heads of families of the priests and the Levites, one family being taken for Eleazar and then one for Itamar, and so on. Now the first name to come out was that of Jehoiarib, the second Jediah, the third Harim, the fourth Seorim, the fifth Malchijah, the sixth Najamin, the seventh Hakoz, the eighth Aviah, the ninth Jeshua, the tenth Shechaniah, the 11th Eliashib, the 12th Yakim, the 13th Hopah, the 14th Jeshebeab, the 15th Bilgah, the 16th Himah, the 17th Hezer, the 18th Hapitzas, the 19th Petahiah, the 20th Jehajakel, the 21st Jakin, the 22nd Gamil, the 23rd the Laiyah, the 24th Meaziah. So they were put into their different groups, to take their places in the house of the Lord, in agreement with the rules made by Aaron their father, as the Lord, the God of Israel, had given him orders. And of the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shubael, Jedeiah, of Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, Ishiah the chief, of the Israelites, Shelemoth, of the sons of Shelemoth, Jahath, and the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the chief, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth, the sons of Uziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Mahli and Mushi, the sons of Jaziah, the sons of Merari, of Jaziah, Shoham and Zakur and Ribri, of Mahli, Eleazar, who had no sons, of Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeremiel, and the sons of Mushi, Mahli and Eder and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites by their families. Selection was made of these in the same way as of their brothers the sons of Aaron, David the king being present, with Zadok, and Ahimelech, and the heads of families of the priests and of the Levites, the families of the chief in the same way as those of his younger brother.